and swaying along, the crowd was led in song by Venus Jones, a poet and special guest at the event, who treated the audience to an off-the-cuff serenade of I'm Gonna Let It Shine. A version of this song, Walk in the Light, is highlighted in the book Their Eyes Were Watching God, the selected reading for the Big Read Tampa. Written by Zora Neale Hurston, an African-American feminist author and native of Eatonville, the book was initially published in 1937 and tells the story of an independent black woman's quest for identity. Emily Stutzman, a student at the University of Florida who attended with her mother, read and enjoyed the book in high school and was rereading it to participate in the event.
I think it's really cool that a whole community is reading the same book and having the same discussions, or similar discussions at least, and really reading something that's a part of our history as Floridians and as people who experience a lot of the things that makes Florida unique, with the African American heritage here, as well as our weather. A hurricane is a big part of the story of Janie and Their Eyes Were Watching God, as well as learning some about the history of our state and our communities.
Festivities that will be held throughout the county include book discussions, film screenings for the movie version of the book starring Halle Berry, a swing to the beat party for children, a Harlem stomp for teens, a panel discussion with Lois Hurston Gaston, the niece of the author, and lectures with various guest speakers. Phyllis McEwen is a librarian and actress who will portray Zora Neale Hurston at the Tampa Museum of Art, Bruton Memorial Library, and HCC Plant City Campus.
They have picked one of the most fabulous books in world literature, but more than that, it is a book that is based in Florida by a writer who has claimed Florida. And to have everyone reading this book, especially at this time during hurricane season, it's just a gift to people to be directed to read one book and then have great discussions. We'll be arguing about the book. We'll be talking about the difference between the film. And we'll just have a great time examining a wonderful piece of literature by an African-American woman.
The Big Read was launched nationally in 2006 by the National Endowment for the Arts, or NEA, program, in partnership with the Institute of Museum and Library Services and Arts Midwest. Created to revitalize literacy in American culture, when it first began, the project involved 10 communities. Running from September 2008 through June 2009, the program now engages 208 communities throughout the nation. Darlene Harris, who works for the Tampa-Hillsborough County Public Library System, is the project director for the Big Read Tampa. She said a community read can be defined as one book, one community, because of its ability to unite people around a great American classic.
The goal is to restore reading back to the center of American culture. You know, technology and so many other things have taken forefront, particularly with our kids and the family. And with the state of the economy, one thing is still free, the library services. So I thought it was just essential.
Phyllis McEwen, the Zora Neale Hurston actress, said that a community read helps promote dialogue among people with different backgrounds and beliefs.
Community read is important because it brings people together and has them come out and actually dialogue, not just about the piece of literature, but about other things that are going on in our lives as Floridians and who have things in common in Hillsborough County. You'd be surprised how many wonderful things come out from just speaking about literature, particularly a piece like Hurston's piece.
Out to support some of the local talent, which included cumba dances and poetry readings, Walter Jennings attended the event with his two young daughters. He said an event like the Big Read is important because it encourages the young and old to find common ground, and such a union is important in strengthening our society. Jennings also recognizes the impact that an author like Zora Neale Hurston can have on our youth.
Zora Neale Hurston is an outstanding author. I have two young children, two little girls, and so I think that just having them in the atmosphere of reading, and especially of a powerful woman author like her, can be an encouragement to them as they grow.
A local poet and author, Ella Rollison Salter, said she attended the event to become engaged in her community and network with her peers. Reading is important, Salter said, because it allows people to expand their minds.
It keeps you informed, it strengthens your mind, it gives you life, and it causes you to flourish and be in touch with reality.
The NEA continues to expand their efforts, and by 2009, 400 communities will have hosted the Big Read in their towns. For WMNF News, in Ybor, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.